one of the interesting accounts here is Moshe at the snare. Right? Moshe sees the snare and who's doing Daf Yomi? Wow. Very nice, very nice. So you just saw Moshe, what's Moshe do when he sees the snare? He turns away. He doesn't want to look into the snare. And he gets rewarded for not looking into the snare. The question is why? What would looking into the snare have done to him, have achieved? Why was it a good thing he looked away? So I just want to share a thought I heard when I was in university. Once, you know, Lord Sachs came, chief rabbi, Lord, then he was chief rabbi, came into the university and gave a whole speech on Parshas Shmos, and now he spoke for an hour, but I'll say it 5 minutes. A very, very simple idea. What does a snare represent? What was in the snare that Moshe didn't want to see? So Rashi says, he saw the Shechina inside the Eish. And what was happening to the snare?
It wasn't
consumed. And what was the message there? Pardon?
This is supernatural.
It was burning,
but it's a sin. No, it's a much deeper message.
God's with the Jewish people, I think.
The Jewish people will go through Tzaras, but they won't be broken by the Tzaras. And why won't they be broken by the Tzaras? Because the Shechina is with them. In other words, the snare was the solution to the problem of how can it be that people suffer. Why? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch has a reason. And HaKadosh Baruch who's behind it, and HaKadosh Baruch who's with the sufferer, and looking after and protecting. Right? That's what is really the message of the snare. Klai Yisrael is about to go through hundreds of years of unbelievable tzaras, but Hashem's there with them, there's a purpose to it, and don't worry. Why did Moshe look away? Because what was Moshe's job? To take Klal Yisrael out, those Tzaras, and to fight the injustice. He had to go in and take Klal Yisrael out of it. And if he'd looked into the snare, what would he have seen?
It's justified.
There's a purpose. There's a meaning to it. Right? We have Misad Echad, Emunah Shleima, that when Tzaras occur to us, there's a purpose. There's a reason. And somehow there's a reason why this is happening. Right? Different levels of Ashkacha, wherever you explain it, but there's some philosophical justification to all the bad things that happen. But there's a tremendous danger in being aware of that philosophical truth. Because the moment you're aware of the philosophical truth, then why should you fight suffering? Why should you fight injustice? Because it should be that way. Kodesh Baruch Hu set up the world in this way, that this person is suffering then that's the right thing. You shouldn't involve yourself with it. Right? That is the most anti-Jewish approach there ever was. Right? It assumes that the way the world is the way the world should continue to be. It's like going into a visit, and the guy's lying on the bed in pain. And he's like, it's good for you. It'll make you stronger. God wants you to be in pain. That's how you do Bikkur Cholim. You know, please pass me the painkillers. It's good you're in pain. No, the painkillers. No, the pain's because God wants you to be in pain. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also put the painkillers there, and you as a Mevakeh Cholah is supposed to take the painkillers and give them. There are basically two approaches to life, right, that are diametrically opposed. It's a stereo between the two of them. One is to say what exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world, there's a purpose for it. But the other is HaKadosh Baruch Hu also puts us in the world. And when a person approaches suffering the world, they're not supposed to sit there as a philosopher thinking, why is this happening? They're supposed to say, Ma Hashem Diresh Mimeni. Now, here and now, what is my responsibility? How do I confront this injustice? Any of you have read Kol Di Dofek? By Soleil, Fate and Destiny. If you haven't, it's compulsory reading. It's like it's like the most basic Yesodos of Machshava, like one of the most important of all his pieces. Halal, Goral, and Yiv. that you can look at the world and be passive and say, look, I look at the world, I philosophically understand why this is happening. And there's another way, which is saying, even if I don't understand philosophically, and even if I do, Ma Hashem Doresh Mimeni, I have responsibility to act to change the world. Moshe Rabbeinu could not have been Moshe Rabbeinu and saved Klal Yisrael if you looked into that snare. If you looked into the snare and had that philosophical understanding of, this is the way it's supposed to be, it would have prevented him to really acting and fighting the injustice. You have to be bothered by injustice. The moment you philosophically justify it, it holds you back. I'll give you another example. A person who spends too much time doing the philosophy of tefillah will have a very hard time davening. If you start really getting to the philosophy of when's there hashgacha, when's there not hashgacha, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything anyway. So what's the point of davening? If you start going to the philosophy of davening until you manage to really succeed and get the whole picture worked out, it could hold you back from davening properly. When a person davens, he's supposed to stand HaKadosh Baruch Hu really but understand. When we have a Muslim, we understand the hearts. We're out Tanakh. We have a children of Sora that goes you doing daf yomi. Right? Even Sava Kherim Khadam Munachat al Savaro. There's still a value to Tvila. Can I philosophically explain it? If I really get to the bottom of the philosophical discussion, I'll come up with an explanation. But until I get to the bottom, being aware that God knows anything anyway, there's a reason why this is happening, it can hold a person back from davening. There's a certain tension between a philosophical understanding of the world and the ability to fight injustice, to daven, to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's totally transcendent and removed from the world. So how can the whole of Tanakh and Chazal tell me that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is close to me and has a deep relationship with me? Right? So there are philosophical answers to these questions. It takes a lot to get there. And so that really was the challenge of Moshe Rabbeinu. The zechus of looking away from the snare was saying he understood that he had to fight injustice. And he shouldn't therefore spend too much time thinking about the philosophy of why the Shibud was actually advantageous to us. We today can look back on history and say, why was the Shibud important for Klal Yisrael? But if we were going through the Shibud, or if we were Moshe Rabbeinu, who's not part of the Shibud, and his job was to fight the Shibud, then to spend too much time focusing on the philosophy and not Ma Hashem Doresh Mimeni would be counterproductive. And that was the biggest zechus that Moshe Rabbeinu got, the manhag of Klal Yisrael. Okay, there's a lot more to say, much more arichas, but we'll stop there. Okay.